to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. I want to welcome you all to this version of ATN, including all the folks in Connecticut, Illinois, Texas. You're listening to us there and in Virginia Beach and Newport Beach, brand new station. Thrilled to welcome you to our little playground, WHKT, WHKT, Virginia Beach. Ooh, I spent a couple of weeks there one summer, and I had a brother that got married kind of near that area, and so I had a chance to go back, too, as well. It was a lot of fun. Not a lot of fun is what's happening in Egypt. Just quickly, I'll give you the latest on that because we almost have fatigue, but it's important. And I know there is a lot of people actually listening to us as I've started to have some of this trickle back that have family in Cairo and Alexandria, and you're concerned about Egypt erupting, and for good reason. After the president, Mubarak, decided that he would speak to the people, but say pretty much that he wasn't going to go until September when there were elections, and handed off some of the day-to-day stuff to the VP, Omar Suleiman, it was not enough to quell the large thousands and thousands of really young people. Most of the people that are in the crowds are, you know, 30 and under, maybe even younger than that, because most of the unemployed are 25 and under. It's like 52% in Egypt. But he really provoked an outrage from those people on the streets when he said he would hand over the powers to his deputy, and his deputy is practically a different version of him. It could be a hologram, Suleiman is. And he refused to step down. And this is 2 weeks and counting of protests and the demands screaming that he quit. 82-year-old, the former general, has ruled really however he wanted to for 30 years. So will there be a military coup? There is something called communique number one, and that's the armed forces. They actually issued that, saying they would take control of the nation if that's the case. We had Jack Rice on the show, who was a CIA agent and worked in the Middle East for years, and talked about this, that it was ultimately going to be the decision of the army in a way to decide what they would do. And I think when Mubarak addressed the crowd on Thursday, they thought that he would step aside. But that wasn't the case at all. He's praising, when in his speech, he praised all the young people who were gathering, but and said that people were surprised by the unprecedented rallies. And it, so he sounded like he was going in that direction. And then he said there was going to be some constitutional changes and a bigger role for his VP. But people were screaming, down, down with Hosni Mubarak. So Mubarak doesn't seem to say he's going to step down at this point. But if push comes to shove, he has got to step down. I mean, I feel like we're broken records. We're talking about the same thing. But the new piece of information, really, is the crowds are bigger. He talked to them. He handed over some of the day-to-day stuff to his VP. Said he would be there until September. But this isn't going to wash with this crowd. So the army is going to ultimately have to make the decision whether they're taking Mubarak out, or unless he suddenly decides at the last second that he's going to resign. Because delegating to the VP didn't do much to help any of the people ease their fears over what was going to come next for Egypt. It was a 20-minute speech. So nothing was really accomplished there other than whipping the crowd into even more of a frenzy. So this really could explode, and explode pretty soon within the next 24 hours. Already 300 people are dead in this short amount of time, and that's just the official total. We don't know. It could actually be a little bit higher than that. All right, a couple of other things as we kind of scattershoot here at the top to get you caught up to date. Something going on in Washington besides the fact that the budget drops on Monday, the president's budget, the conservative, the CPAC it's called, the conservative conference, the political action committee is going on in D.C., and it's a who's who, of course, of Republicans, and then some others thrown into the mix. I mean, still conservatives or Republicans, including Donald Trump, who was cheered and booed at the same time. He's used to that after he said that Ron Paul can't get elected. Trump said he would decide by June whether or not he was going to run. He made a surprise appearance. I think it's a surprise appearance at CPAC and talked about that the government was the United States was a laughingstock to everybody else and something had to change. So there's a straw poll that will be done at CPAC. Trump's name isn't on there now, but who knows, they could throw his name on there. Sarah Palin is on the list, and Michelle Bachmann's on the list, and Tim Pawlenty's on the list. You have also Newt Gingrich and Huckabee, the usual suspects. Probably 12, 13. Seems wide open at this point. Nobody's declared, but the straw poll is always interesting. And Talk Radio News, they come on with us each and every show. They told us, Ellen Ratner said, pretty much it looks like Ron Paul, for Donald Trump saying that, will win this straw poll 2-1. So you can see why there might be boos in that crowd. Pretty big crowd, too. 56,000 or so are all on hand for this. All right, something else also worth mentioning, because we're talking about the budget. Republicans are saying now $100 billion in spending is going to be cut. There's going to be spending cuts. So they're piling more cuts on top of other cuts. This is in addition to what already was announced last week. They think that it's not deep enough. You heard like a $26 billion figure, and then it was $60 billion and whatever. And now they're saying the only way to really reduce the spending is it's got to be $100 billion. It's got to be $100 billion below Obama's request for the current fiscal year. And that was part of, remember when they did the Pledge to America thing? That was part of what they said they would do. It was part of the manifesto in the campaign. So the actual cuts from the current rates are less because the $100 billion promise assumes that the budget increases were never enacted. So you're going to see layoffs in a lot of government positions. All right, quickly, I want to squeeze in some famous February birthdays because, wow, there's some interesting ones. What does Sarah Palin and Sheryl Crow have in common, along with Jennifer Aniston? They're all celebrating a birthday on Friday. Jennifer Aniston's 42. Sarah Palin turns 47. Sheryl Crow is 48 years old. Taylor Lautner, you know him if you watch any of those vampire movies, Twilight, you know, New Moon. He's 19 years old. Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child, 30 years old. Any of these ringing a bell with anyone out there? Christina Ricci, 30 years old. Ice Storm, Adams Family. Yeah, I think so. Coming up next, our cheap movie review.
Strength, energy, and endurance are all synonymous with youth. Would you like to feel youthful again? Protein absorption and synthesis are at the foundation of strength, energy, and endurance. Insults to your intestinal lining from drugs, heavy metals, bad diet, and age can inhibit your absorption of amino acids from your protein foods. This causes your body to repair slowly and be prone to injury. By taking a highly digestible protein into your body, you can greatly increase your repair rate and energy level. One World Whey protein powder is more digestible than milk or eggs. One World Whey is the first ever truly unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. Whether you like to exercise, want more energy, want greater strength, or just want to feel better, One World Whey is a must for you to try. To read some amazing testimonies or to get your free report, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
To the movies. So there were a bunch of movies that are coming out this weekend. Maybe one or two of them make your list, or you're trying to play catch up with some of the movies that are up for Oscars. Perhaps you haven't been to the movies in a long time, and finally something has tripped your switch. I gotta be honest, I'm a Netflix kind of person, so a lot of times I'll wait, unless flat out I know it's better on the big screen. It really plays on the big screen, and I've heard enough about it to whet my appetite but not ruin it. So, yeah, then I'll take the chance. Couple of movies that we're going to do this time around, The Eagle, Just Go With It, and Cedar Rapids. That could be the sleeper in the whole thing, Cedar Rapids. I've heard some good things about that. So, let's start with The Eagle.
Leave my men well. Do not let me dishonor my legion. Please help me regain my family's honor.
Our new commander, Marcus Aquila.
Fourth cohort of Gauls, 2nd Legion.
This your first command, sir?
It is.
Ready? On my command!
So you knew who his father was.
The man who lost the Eagle of the Ninth.
Not to mention 5,000 men.
The boy's a bad omen.
They say the Eagle's been seen in the far north.
No Roman can survive north of the wall.
One man can hide when an army can't.
It's too risky.
Then I'll take Eskimo.
He's a slave. He does what he does because he has to.
I heard everything you stand for.
He will slit your throat the minute you're alone.
Open the gate, soldier.
Are you ready?
How can a piece of metal mean so much to you?
The Eagle is not a piece of metal. The Eagle is Rome.
Who has the Eagle?
He knows. He's one of them.
Your tribe butchered my father's men like dogs.
Your father came to kill.
You're still my slave. What's happening?
Get on your knees!
You're my slave. Do as I did for you, and you'll survive. We have to do this now.
They're coming.
All right, so if you didn't get much from The Eagle, actually I was somewhere where I saw it on a big screen, the trailer for it, which is the snippet you just heard, and it's second century Britain. There's two men, the master, the slave, and you get that. Then they go beyond the walls and things change. And in the Roman Empire then, extended all the way to Britain, and there was all kinds of rebellions and whatnot, if you remember. This movie's pretty long. It's almost 2 hours long. A lot of battles, that kind of stuff. And it's rated PG-13 if you're thinking about taking some kids. It looks kind of cool, actually. Probably one that I would rent, however. Here's your romantic comedy. There's one every week, isn't there? This time you got Jennifer Aniston, who's celebrating a birthday. We just mentioned she's going to be 42. Just Go With It is the name of it. Check it out.
This may sound strange, but for years I've pretended to be married.
My wife beats me in front of my kids.
No!
I know how wrong it is, but there's no strings attached and nobody gets hurt.
Once we got married, I thought she'd stop hooking.
Can you put this wedding band on a true heart?
That's what it feels like. I swear to God, I could see myself ending up with this girl.
Did you say what I think you just said?
How about I take your number and you can take me on a proper date?
I got a business card in my pocket.
What's this?
A circle? Oh.
Just tell her the truth.
Well, let me practice. You'd be her.
Oh, good. Okay, hold on.
Anyways, I wear this fake wedding ring.
You're a pig.
Just
tell her you're getting a divorce.
It's over. We're going to sign the papers in a couple of days and...
Okay, I just need to hear it from her.
You want to... What do you mean?
I need to meet her.
How about if she texts you? Would that be good?
I cannot believe I'm doing this.
I want to create the illusion I had a hot first wife. Not
really?
This.
Okay, come on, let's go.
Is that her?
Hello, boring.
Why are you wearing it?
I'm just playing the part.
I give you my blessing.
I have to tweet to all my friends.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh, I forgot. You're 15.
Ow! Did you just kick me?
No. Did you? You kicked her? Why'd you kick her?
From Columbia Pictures.
Hello. Honey, you know how I feel about you selling your brother's stuff on eBay.
Hey, I don't know. Take that in the car.
You would think you have kids?
We have sort of a little bit of children, all right?
Adam Sandler.
Let's do it!
Jennifer Aniston.
My kids? Have you completely lost your mind?
My pride and joy, Kiki D.
And Mark.
Hi, you guys.
Oh! Ah! Somebody put his pee-pee on my face!
He put his face on my pee-pee!
Danny!
Just Go With It.
Yeah, I created fake family for that. Give me some fake hugs right now and laugh real loud. I'll be in a minute, okay?
Okay. All right, interesting that you could tell what it was about. A plastic surgeon, he decides he's going after the young hot chick, the school teacher. He gets his assistant to pretend to be his soon-to-be ex-wife, and you have Adam Sandler in it, Jennifer Aniston, Nicole Kidman, Brooklyn Decker. She's the hot chick in the movie, and it's your typical chick flick. I bet you that it does pretty well. Since Valentine's Day is Monday, some of the guys out there will probably give in and go and see it. All right, here's a movie that I'm really interested in. It's called Cedar Rapids.
You were what, 16? And I'm thinking, here's a kid who's gonna go places, and then somehow he just didn't.
Tim Lippe didn't know where his life was going.
I need you to go down to Cedar Rapids and prove Brown Star's a good outfit.
Oh, sweet.
But that was before Cedar Rapids.
Incredible. There's palm trees. The whole place smells like chlorine. It's like I'm in Barbados or somewhere.
This insurance convention is important.
You can count on me.
One thing. Steer clear of Dean Siegel.
Double stock my mini bar, please. Jeanette, getting some honey on your stinger? I love it. Geronimo! What's the matter, friend? You never seen a chocolate vanilla love sandwich before? This is the party headquarters right here.
Of course I have my guilty pleasures of antiquing.
Doc, let's do it!
Okay. Cream cherry.
Cream cherry? This one's weird.
You look like R2-D2.
That's not what he sounds like.
A perfect moment.
Insurance agents get people's lives back on track.
You are a hero. You're a Superman type.
I'm gonna be fine!
Just give me your hand, bro.
I don't trust people with ponytails.
Oh, Ed Helms.
If you want a party, you let me know.
You got it. Party hardy.
I made love to a woman. She's not that pretty yet.
Her mouth tastes like cigarettes.
John C. Reilly.
If you want to survive in this business, you got to dance with the tiger.
How do you make the tiger dance?
You got to show him a little teeth.
I don't even want to know.
I'm so bummed out! I'm so bummed out!
Where is Timble?
He's practically my best friend at this point.
You just met him 2 days ago.
You're probably uninsured!
No!
Timble!
Hey! I'm straight up gangster, and I always keep one in the chamber in case you pondering.
What happened back there?
I looked up and Ronald was talking like a ghetto person.
But I do a pretty convincing Omar from the HBO program The Wire.
Cedar Rapids.
What happened?
I got beat up, got completely blotto, and befriended a prostitute. It was awesome.
Someone deserves 2 bags of honey roasted peanuts.
2 bags. Super awesome.
All right, that's Cedar Rapids. You can tell it's about an insurance agent, never got out of a small hometown, stayed at a hotel, any of that kind of stuff. So he goes crazy. I like the people in it. Ed Helms, John C. Reilly's a riot, and a couple of others, some names that you would probably recognize. It's 1 hour and 26 minutes. Love it. Rated R, though, for all of you who would be offended by the language. Looks like a good one, though. Stay with us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
1-877-814-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 1-877-814-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 1-877-814-MY-TV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendivite. In 1965, this was a sound. Commission's done. One more time. One more time. One more time. Papa's got a brand new bag.
All right, to be honest, were you jonesing for 4G? Raise your hand. 4G? 4G, anyone out there? Hanging out at the Verizon store trying to transfer that service for your iPhone? Yeah, I don't like to do anything with the iPhone that involves change for fear that I'll get a bill for who knows what. I've had so many problems with the billing, courtesy of AT&T. I mean, crazy. So I've thought about switching to Verizon, but then I know people that say, despite the claims that they have coverage everywhere in the world, I don't want to switch to Verizon. But I know a lot of people that want to switch, and I know a lot of people that actually did do the 4G deal with Verizon and are just beyond excited about the whole thing. See, I have a theory. I know we've talked about this before. Let them work the kinks out. Work out all the kinks before I go one more step up the ladder. And then how much does that cost? The idea is better sound quality, right? And you could do the video chat, which that's pretty cool. So you got voice, video protocol, fourth generation wireless network that is faster than the speed of lightning, faster than a bullet, like Superman times 10 on steroids. And the idea is that 4G anyway is going to replace all of the current infrastructure that cell phones have been using for more than a decade. So 4G is going to be, but probably by the time I get 4G, it's going to be passe. And dispatching all those calls, from what I understand, over the 4G web instead of the cell phone lines has that benefit of letting the callers, of enabling the people who are calling to use the internet at the same time. So you can't do that now. I can't do that now. I get on my phone and I can't be on the internet at the same time. So that would be, I guess, a huge advantage if you think about it, especially if you're on and working and talking to somebody, and, you know, everything's such a virtual office anymore for people. So if you were closing some deal or just working with a client or whatever, I guess that could be a pretty big advantage. Although I have like a netbook, and you just flip up the netbook. So to me, I'm not so sure. Or what about the people that have the iPad? But regardless, I know people love the whole 4G thing. That is huge. Coming up, we're going to fill in the blanks on a couple of other things that are happening across the country. But before we do that, I want to welcome a new affiliate aboard to America Tonight. We're very excited about this, too. In Virginia Beach, Newport News, the station is WHKT. WHKT. Sweet! Yeah. I love Virginia Beach. I had the pleasure of spending a little bit of time there. And that's the biggest spot for the Navy. You think of all the training and all the ships that are there. And I found out an interesting thing, too, about Virginia Beach and Newport News and that whole area there, Portsmouth, et cetera, that the ratio of women to men is in favor of the woman. If you want to hook up, ladies, apparently that's the place to go. Because you have Marines, you have other branches of the military also that are in that same area. And overwhelmingly, the numbers are in favor of the women. Usually, it seems, it's the opposite. I'm thinking, you know, Dallas, Fort Worth. I think if you're a guy and you like that whole Texas blonde thing, boy, it is the place to go, because the ratio, the numbers are definitely slanted in favor of the men. But it's slanted in favor of the women. It's just a beautiful place. So we're excited. Once again, WHKT, thanks for jumping on board. They're going to be with us the whole week, all the way through. If you are listening to us and you want to say hi, you want to jump on and throw in your thoughts, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or you can hit us up through americatonight.net, although I think there's been a rolling blackout, so the website is down for another 15 minutes, if you believe it. Rolling blackouts, that's been a big problem. I personally have not had that in our satellite facility, but I know a lot of people are dealing with it. Okay, here's the deal. At the top of the show, we were talking about Donald Trump. He was at the CPAC convention. I was making fun of this a week ago, and I think just recently, maybe even a couple nights ago, talking about, you got to be kidding me, Donald Trump seriously considering 2012? I don't think so. I don't see it. It wouldn't make any sense to me with the empire that he's running and how visible he is. He's probably already a target. I'm sure he's got some bodyguards and his family with the wealth that they have and how he moves all over the place. But as president, I don't think so. But this is the bigger question. When sometimes names like Donald Trump come out, would you vote for Donald Trump? Because there's this theory that's worked in some cases and hasn't worked, like Meg Whitman, eBay. She was the queen of eBay, made a ton of money. And Carly Fiorina, too, wanted the Senate seat in California. Both of them were in California. So Meg wanted to be the governor, and Carly wanted to be a senator to unseat Barbara Boxer. And they were pushing the whole business acumen thing, that they were successful businesswomen and with the economy and dealing with financial issues and budgets and all that stuff, wouldn't it be great? And it didn't work for them. Mitt Romney kind of runs on that same thing, that he was able to turn Salt Lake City around, that he did wonders in Massachusetts, and plays that same card. So Donald Trump, that would be one of the strengths of Donald Trump, having lost everything, come back, in a sense, lost everything, come back from a bankruptcy, knows what it's like to run these business empires. I don't see it, though. It makes for an interesting conversation when someone with a big name, someone kind of a celebrity, that's floated out there. But I don't see him actually doing it. I don't. It doesn't make any sense to me. Okay, here's a couple of other things that you might have missed that happened during the day. Sadly, we were talking about the explosion in Pennsylvania last time around. And, man, this was some fire. It was in Allentown, Pennsylvania. It's like the whole block went up. And you see the shots. I mean, this is radio, but just picture on the screen a fireman with trying to douse just a giant piece of red in front of him. Like there's nothing but flames in front of his face, and he's trying to put it out frantically. And that's what it was like in this natural gas explosion. It's very scary to me because now we've seen in a couple of different places these gas explosions, whether it's a line that gets hit or something else that causes it. In Allentown, 8 houses go down, and sadly, there were people that were killed in this. 5 people were killed, including 1 4-month-old and also a 79-year-old killed. And that's awful. And fire guys, God love them, because they have the most dangerous job. They never want to lose anyone. They try to do everything they could, backhoes, heavy equipment, everything they could, pouring through the rubble. But the blast happened just before 11 o'clock on Wednesday night, and the houses were just consumed. 16 altogether were affected by it. And there was just no way to get to the People Festival. They got to some, but they couldn't get to some of the others. So, boy, you have to feel for those firemen who just worked around the clock and, you know, tried to do whatever it was they could. You had cars that were on fire outside. I don't think people care about the material things as much as they care about the fact that the people were killed. Because gas lines are just like water lines, if you think about it. The ground freezes and then thaws. It shifts, cracks the pipes, always the concern. And that, they believe, is the cause of the gas leaks, just like water leaks happen. So if gas is leaking onto the street, it could seep into the ground, then your house, and any sort of, think of how dangerous that is. So scary. Any kind of an ignition source, anything, could create that explosion. And what are you going to do about it? All right, quickly, let's pop out to Jeff in Oregon. Hey, Jeff, you have a couple of minutes. What's up?
Hey, Kate, we got our polar plunge this weekend. A friend of mine's jumping 24/7 this weekend.
24/7?
No,
explain.
This coming weekend, 12 hours. For.
Oh, 12 hours. Explain to everybody. Just give us kind of the thumbnail sketch of it. You're doing the snowboarding, right?
No, it's polar plunge. They jump.
Oh,
when
wow.
They jump in the ice-cold river.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood because I'm confusing the two different things when we were talking about Special Olympics.
The 25th, we got our state Special Olympics in Portland.
Okay, that's what it was.
In Bend.
I got you. So in Bend, that's where that'll be taking place. But now you're talking about some crazy people. Yeah, you're talking about some crazy people jumping in some very cold water.
Yeah.
How cold is that water going to be?
It's 38 degrees, they said.
Woo, 38 degrees. I'd like to see some pictures of that. You need to post some pictures of that, Jeff, in Oregon.
Well, actually, they're on the Special Olympic website.
Okay, so if we go to the Special Olympic website, we can see
Special
that.
Special Olympic Oregon.
Special Olympic Oregon. Go check it out. I want to see the polar plunge. Don't you do it, Jeff. Ooh, it'll be taking a long time to thaw out after that one. Hang with us here on America Tonight.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops fixed costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you grow those other child.
The average American will spend $116 plus for Valentine's Day. Wow. I hope my husband's listening to that, then adds a few little zeros maybe on it. Reva Lasansky joins us now. Explain this. I think that's a pretty chunky number, but I guess that might even include dinner maybe? I don't know. It probably does include dinner. Where do you arrive at that number?
Well, these numbers are from the National Retail Federation, and actually the average American is spending a little more than $116, but the average man, so you can tell your husband this, is spending almost $160 this year.
Woo.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of surprised, too, by, like, really? I wonder what I'm getting.
Yeah, I'm just thinking off the top of my head, men usually like to shop for lingerie for themselves, and they think that that's perfect for Valentine's Day. So, you know, you go to Victoria's Secret or one of those places, it could run you a few bucks. It kind of makes sense. So even if we say, people are struggling, there's just something about Valentine's Day they're going to pony up, right?
Well, yes, but you know what? It's up from last year. So I guess Americans are always going to celebrate Valentine's Day, but last year it was only about $103. So we're looking, I think, again, it's kind of a harbinger of the economy being a little bit better, people spending more money. The one item that more people are going to be buying are cards, but cards are, you know, even the elaborate cards are only like $5 or $6. So I think there's going to be a whole lot more than cards in the mix there.
Yeah, who gets Valentine's? Do you give it to friends? Do you give it to coworkers? I mean, just besides obviously the person you're with, do people tend to give Valentine's? When you're little kids, you do, but do people tend to give Valentine's to other people?
Well, here's the number that startled me the most. Most of the money, you're right, goes to the significant other or your loved one, but 18% of what the average American spends on Valentine's Day goes to their pet.
Wow.
Yes.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not. I wish I were.
No, on Valentine's Day, Reva.
Yes, I'm glad I don't have any pets because I'd feel guilty after reading this. 18%. I mean, it's not a lot of money, but it's a little over $5 per pet that they're spending on Valentine's Day. Now, you know, you think about that. It's obviously not, I don't know, special dog food. I have no idea what it could be, but I've done some research for a book I did on hot trends, and actually Americans outside of veterinary bills spend about $48 billion a year on their pets. So given that, I guess it makes sense.
$48 billion? So, wow. Yeah. So anything on pets? Anybody that's got a product or anybody that's got something to do with pets or dogs or animals, I would think that that could be a home run if you had the right thing, right?
You know, absolutely. That's like I said, I was doing this research for this book I did on hot 26 hot businesses to start. And one of the things that I found is that one of the big opportunities this year is in the pampered pet niche. So people are looking to pamper their pets. I mean, there's actually now a section in most costume stores for Halloween costumes for pets, you know, which I think the pets, you know, when I owned a pet, if I try to put something on them, they would reject it. So, but this is about, you know, pedicures for, I found this thing about pedicures for birds and not just your regular grooming kind of thing. So it's gone a little far. And I also, last year when I did the research, found out that there was a big niche. There was a lot of clothing for petite dogs, but not enough clothing for the bigger dogs, sort of like the plus-size women, that category was a little overlooked.
You know, it's so funny that we get off into this tangent because a lot of people listening to us can relate to it, though. They're going to appreciate this. I never had a pet, but now we have a golden retriever. His name's Mahalo, and he's big. He's not giant. He's average size, but he's 80 pounds. There's no costumes for him.
Exactly.
I haven't seen any. There is no shirts that are fitting him. He'd have to go in serious Weight Watchers. I don't even think that would work because you're right. They're all for petite pets, the little schnauzers and stuff. No question about it.
So also, now you know you need to go buy a Valentine's Day present for your dog.
Yeah, no kidding. And the Valentine's presents could be kind of on the same line of what you're saying about pets and what you found with your book, Hot Trends, that, you know, there are things that you can get, pampering things, I guess, special bones for dogs, special hamburger patties, that kind of stuff.
Exactly. But you know what, like what I wrote this week in the AOL column is it's being spread around. So most of it goes to the loved one. 18% goes to the pet, and the rest, it says classmates. So I think a lot of that money is being spent still by kids in elementary school getting Valentine's for the whole class, maybe bringing in some candy and that kind of thing. So as far as, you know, we think we come and we evolve and we get rid of old habits, I think a lot of it is still the same.
Yeah, no kidding. I can't imagine that. I'm thinking about going to school, and I have a nephew who's in third grade, and they have to run around and get cupcakes, and they have to get those little candy Valentine hearts because they said he wouldn't dare show up because everybody has to bring something. So it is a big deal.
It is a big deal. And I think, you know, if you go into any store at this time of year, you know, the big Targets or Walmarts, they have all the big packages. So I think, you know, Valentine's Day, we all know it's a manufactured holiday, but I think it makes people feel good. And I think you can tell this year by what the average American is spending is actually up 11% from last year, that it's just a way to say, I'm feeling better about the economy, so let's spread the wealth around. The second most popular item is going to be, and maybe you can hope for this, is going to be jewelry. So,
wow. Yeah. Jewelry, so meaning anything. It could be necklaces, rings, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't say diamonds. So.
Yeah, diamonds. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. That's a hint. And that for Valentine's, all of you guys out there listening. I wonder, this is kind of going down a different path too, but similar, because it is about lovers and significant others. Do you think a lot of people get engaged on Valentine's Day? Or is that, that's just, boy, that you don't want to do that because that's so obvious.
You know what? I think that, I think that I don't know. I don't know the real answer. My guess is a lot of people do, because I think any one of those holidays is obvious, but I know at least three people who got engaged over Christmas. So I think that it may be obvious to those of us who aren't getting engaged on Valentine's Day, but to those people in the moment, it seems, it seems to be part of it. And part of this year is Valentine's Day is Monday, and a lot of states still celebrate Lincoln's birthday. So for a lot of people, it's a three-day weekend. So maybe that will increase the number of engagements.
Yeah, no kidding. You write about an AOL small business. This would be a niche, I would think, that some people, though, in saying all these positive numbers, could maybe, if they could find a way to spin it, could take advantage of. Some of the small businesses that aren't Valentine's oriented might be able to piggyback off of the holiday if they're clever and think outside of the box. Do you think that some people will try to do that?
You know what? I think that they should try to do that. I think that that's really the key to small business success. So I have this column every week on AOL Small Business called Survey Says. So I'm looking at just tons of surveys. And right now it seems that the economy is coming back. Small business owners are feeling better about it. But to me, what you said is really key. Don't just look at what you do and what you've always done. Look at what's driving traffic to someone else's store, to somebody else's website, and see if you can sort of adapt that to your own. I mean, you know, you might think, well, if you have a gym, you know, how do you like translate that to Valentine's Day? Well, you could say show some love to your best friend and get them a 3 days pass or something like that. So there's always a way, I think, to take either the trend of the day, whether it's a holiday or something else that's going on, a seasonal event, and interpret it and put it into your business to drive sales.
Yeah, no kidding. How many people are always surprised by this, but I'm not, in looking at small businesses. We talk so often about small businesses on this show, as you can imagine. How many do you estimate, how many businesses are small businesses in the United States?
Well, when you look at the overall numbers, we don't, you know, that's the problem in this country. We really don't do a very good job of tracking. If you look at all the numbers, according to the Small Business Administration, they say there's about 28 million businesses in general, and 99% of that, so essentially you're at 28 million, are small businesses. But we really don't differentiate from, in that number, how many are hobbies, how many are just people who might, you know, go to a comic show, sell some comics, need to file a Schedule C. It's all based on tax filings. We do know that about 7 million businesses have employees. So that's one indication, but there's a lot of businesses that don't have employees that are legitimate businesses. So my own personal estimation is I think we're looking at, you know, about 12, 13 million actual people who are in business who want to grow that business and take it to the next level.
Yeah, I agree with you. Reva Lasansky, thank you so much for joining us. Check out her column, AOL Small Business. We'd love to have you back on again. We appreciate your time.